Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
While we were away, Carolina's schedule turned downright nasty. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Let's get serious, please. Who really expected East Carolina to go into Blacksburg and shock a Virginia Tech team that had just beaten 8th-ranked Ohio State in Columbus? And who gave Virginia any chance of upsetting ACC newbie Louisville that was looking like a threat to Florida State in the Atlantic Division? Well, those two upsets occurred, expanding a very tough 5-game stretch into a murderer's row for the Tar Heels, who now have to prove they can be a prohibitive favorite to win a game all the way to the regular season finale against NC State. As I said last week in this program, winning at East Carolina was going to be a bear for Larry Fedora's team. Now it's more like a mountain lion after the Pirates went to Blacksburg, broke out to an early lead they made look easy, and held on to upset the Hokies. You already thought Dowdy Ficklin was going to be crazy Saturday afternoon, right? Now it's going to be a jam-packed madhouse in Greenville. Then comes a trip to Clemson, a visit from a smarting Vautech team on the road and at home against unbeaten Notre Dame and Georgia Tech, followed by what once looked like a laugher in Charlottesville. Take a deep breath, not so fast, because then comes a road game at Miami, hosting currently undefeated Pitt, and trying to avoid losing 3 straight to Duke, this one on national TV in Durham. I know the Heels are 2-0, but frankly, they haven't done much to prove they can win any of the next 9 games. And just as frankly, watching the tape of wins over Liberty and San Diego State may be giving opponents more confidence than trepidation. None of the 9 has a losing record, and they enter this weekend with a combined 21-5 mark. Remember, Carolina was picked 4th in the ACC Coastal, but began the season as the only team in the division ranked in the top 25. So the Tar Heels were supposed to be pretty good. They need to prove they're even better than that against a schedule that has suddenly turned treacherous. This is Archansky. See ya.